Dear Cheap Astronomy, why is phosphorus so important? It's said that just six key elements form the building blocks for life as we know it. Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, and phosphorus. You still need other elements for life on Earth, but only in traces. Those six key elements make up the bulk of cellular and body structures. Sulfur might be a surprise, but it is intrinsic to some essential amino acids and hence does end up being a substantial component of overall body mass. Then next is phosphorus, which forms the backbone of DNA, not to mention actual backbones. But being the rarest of those six vital elements, Isaac Asimov called phosphorus life's bottleneck, on the basis that it is the ultimate limiting factor of life on Earth's proliferation. Currently, we don't notice this all that much, since phosphorus is in fertilizer, which gets it into crop plants, and subsequently into farm animals, and subsequently into us. We should note that phosphorus, the element, is a highly reactive substance, and hence it's most often found bound with oxygen in the form of phosphates. Most of the world's phosphates come from Morocco, and with the current rate of mining, it's estimated that such raw reserves will be mostly depleted in about a century. Without chemical fertilizers, such as superphosphates, world crop production would drop substantially. There are various other sources we could continue getting phosphates from, including, ultimately, the oceans, but none of those sources will be as economical as just digging phosphates out of the ground like we do now. So it's a future problem that future generations will have to grapple with, along with all the other problems that we are leaving future generations to grapple with. And why is this the subject of an astronomy podcast? Yep, you guessed it. There's phosphate out there. In space. At this point in history, you're a lot more likely to attract venture capital for space missions by saying you're chasing gold and platinum. But if you're out to save the world as we know it, then phosphate is the thing to chase. The moon has a bit of it, perhaps enough for early colonies to extract what they need from regolith and rocks, but unless we're going to start crashing phosphate-rich asteroids upon it, the moon will not be enough to meet Earth's needs. Mars is a better option, with phosphates thought to be in Mars's crust in concentrations 5 to 10 times that of Earth. It's likely that's just the way different elements and materials settled out in the protoplanetary disk around the Sun when the Sun first lit up and pushed out volatile lightweight materials like phosphates. So as a result, it's not that common on Earth, but it is on Mars. And further out, it seems the ocean moons like Enceladus and Europa have heaps of the stuff, where samples of geyser plumes from Enceladus suggest that its internal ocean may have hundreds of times the phosphate concentration of Earth's oceans. And while we haven't yet directly measured Europa and other gas giant moons' water, it seems reasonable to assume they may be similarly endowed. Unfortunately, it's unlikely these sources will be readily accessible within the next 100 years. But, following the logic that phosphate concentrations increase as you get farther from the Sun, then phosphates should also be common in the asteroid belt. And since near-Earth asteroids do seem to originate from collisions and perturbations within the asteroid belt, diverting some of those near-Earth asteroids to crash on the Moon might really help with our phosphate problem, assuming those volatile phosphates are still retrievable after the crash. They may not be, but we won't really know until we try. And it's not yet clear if some asteroids are more phosphate-rich than others, but whenever we've managed to take some samples, we've certainly found phosphates. But putting all that aside, it does seem hard to believe that phosphorus is such a problem, since no one really talks about it much, and it's not obviously high on NASA's list of space resource priorities. Within academic circles, there is ongoing debate about whether we could stretch out Earth's phosphate supplies for longer by just not using it with the excessive abandon that we do now, where most of it ends up being washed out to sea. There are a range of recycling strategies we can employ, and a bunch of alternate extraction techniques to try, although all of those look to be more expensive and less productive than our current mining approaches. It does seem likely there will come a point in the not-too-distant future where the scarcity of phosphates raises prices and hence drives more cautious practices. But alas, for now, it's a fairly abstract problem for future generations to solve.